Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Very good morning to you wherever you are. You're very welcome to me to Business Breakfast with me, Bobby Kerr. I'm in for Joe Lynham today. We've lots coming up on the show between now and seven, including major concerns around business attitudes to green initiatives, the myhome.ie property report, and we'll be looking at the markets a bit later as usual. But first, just having a quick look at the business stories making this morning's papers. Interesting to see some good news for Cork. Along with their game in the against Limerick yesterday, there's 200 new jobs planned for Motorola R&D Hub in Cork, and that's great news for the Corkonians. Apparently, telecoms giant Motorola Solutions has announced plans to open a new R&D centre in Cork with these 200 jobs. The new centre will focus on designing software for the company's land mobile radio, that's LMR portfolio. So really good news there. We're also seeing in the Irish Independent, house building picks up, but costs are also rising. So house building activity actually grew at a faster pace in May, cementing evidence the sector is powering ahead at a significant level, even as the wider construction market has cooled. There's a tight jobs market and a squeeze on local supply chains suggest residential building is starting to hit capacity constraints, and there's also some concerns about input costs because they've hit a 14-month high, and that's 14-month high last month, and that's since before pre-COVID levels. So some concern about the input costs, but house building is starting to get going again. And finally then, NAMA has disposed of its last equity interest down in the Docklands. The bad bank helped to transform the region and now plans commercial space for 150 residential units on this prime site down the Docklands. And this is the famous site that the late Michael Noonan once said represented a unique opportunity for the taxpayer. In 2014, the late Michael Noonan said it was rare for such swathes of prime waterfront land in a modern city to be underdeveloped, and he said that NAMA has the opportunity to bring this area to life and create a Dublin Docklands that will rival the likes of Canary Wharf, Boston Seaport and Singapore's Marina Bay. And I think it's done all of those things.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.